Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And please pass the word. Let people know. I listen to this program, and this is why I listen to it, and this is where you can find it. And, of course, we're at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, as I said. Also at WROLRadio.com. So if you're in another part of the world, or if you're talking to someone in another part of the world, you can tell them that it is at 3 o'clock p.m. in Boston, which is, if you really want to get really technical, is GMT minus 0400, which means 4 hours behind Greenwich Mean Time. So you can tell them that. And obviously in the winter, it's 5 hours, but that, and you can pass the word. That's when we are. But you can also hear us on the podcast at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can check that out. So anyway, we are continuing our discussion that I made actually yesterday. Before I continue, I want you to notice something. You may or may have noticed that there's been this noise in the background. Well, that happens occasionally. It's the fan, and the fan on my computer, and it was just making this horrible noise. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's almost like your head gasket. If you've ever had a head gasket go, it's a $4 part or something, or maybe a $20 part, and you have to take apart the whole engine to fix it. So it costs like thousands of dollars to replace like a $4 part. I bought a car from a car dealer who is no longer in business. And one of the things they did was they didn't bleed my cooling system after they changed the water pump. And my car ended up overheating, which began the process of the end of the head gasket. And it came out to a point, my car wasn't working right and everything else, it came out to a point where I came to realize it would cost almost $3,000. I think I paid $3,000 for the car. It cost almost $3,000. It would cost almost $3,000 for me to replace that part. And there was just no way. Well, the fan can be like that as well. So I took apart my computer. I blew out the fan, hopefully not needing to replace it. Apparently, it hasn't happened. And now I put it back together, and everything seems to be working fine. So that's always good to know. Little things like that we have to do. So anyway, we're talking about how to live the faith. And as yesterday, I talked about that division that happens between living the faith by rules and living it by relationship. And Jesus is actually calling us to live it by relationship. And one of the ways is kind of, I mentioned yesterday, but one of the ways that shows that is the way he refers to the Father as Daddy, which in the Jewish world at the time, and even today, would be like absolutely forbidden, because Jesus or God's name is neither spoken nor written. It's written in English, it's written as G-D, because you neither speak nor say the name of God, it is so holy. But now all of a sudden, we're called to have this deep interpersonal relationship with God. Well, I wonder if we're falling or have been falling back for the past maybe 100, 200 years, I don't know, back into maybe even 500 years, back into that whole concept of we have to follow rules. And there's a balance that needs to be made. There is relationship and there is rules. One of the things that I've found is that there are people in these, because, you know, I'm a writer. So these people in these writing forums who are complaining about religion will say, well, if it's all about relationship, then why do I need to go to church at all? And there are Catholics that think along those lines, too. I can go find God out in the woods, as one sailor said to me many, many years ago. I don't need to go to church to find God. Okay, there is a point to that. We'll get back to it. And then there are others that say, no, in order to come to know the Lord, there are these rules you have to follow, and you have to follow these rules. And if you don't follow the rules, then you are in sin and you're going to end up in hell. One of my favorite examples, I've talked about it on the radio before, is the man who went to Mass before lunch, and the priest distributed communion 55 minutes after lunch. Actually, I get it wrong. After lunch, and the priest distributed communion 55 minutes after he finished lunch. So he said the rule is it has to be an hour and not 55 minutes. Therefore, he did not receive communion. And I said, you're right about the rule, but the rule doesn't mean exactly 60 minutes. And the reason is because for most of the history of the church, no one had a watch. Even when Jesus says, could you not rest with me for an hour? There was no watch back then. And the original Aramaic may not be exactly those words, but there was no watch back then. There was no concept of exactly an hour because the whole concept of 60 minutes and everything else came out when they invented watches. So I said, no, you could have gone to communion. Well, he gets all upset. No, don't you understand? The rule is 60 minutes and you have to do this and I shouldn't receive communion. You're wrong, Father. And all. Well, good. You want to think like that. Go right ahead. But you're just going to box yourself into rules that you really weren't called to follow. We're called to know the spirit of the law and live by the spirit of the law, but not so much that the letter of the law becomes a tyrant. That's one of the things that Jesus taught. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, and all kinds of things. We'll hear more about that at the end of the show. And don't forget, you can come to our parish. You can connect there through CatholicAudioMedia.com. Send us feedback, by the way, if you'd like. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Everything you need to know about the parish. So anyway, here we are. And one of the things I was thinking of is St. Teresa of Avila talks about this very issue, where she talks about the importance of living our faith and not so much that we are following everything too much and then that leads us the wrong way. Because what it actually does, she talks about this in The Interior Castle, and I think it's fourth chapter. I'll have to check that. But she talks about this, and what she's saying is that you can get so rooted in the law that you are so rooted in it, and these are the rules, you have to follow the rules, that you get discouraged. And when you get discouraged, you give up. And, you know, I can't follow these rules or whatever, because you made the rule a tyrant. And we're not called to do that. We're called to be in relationship with God. And in doing so, as we live in this relationship, we're called to know him in a powerful way. And we can only do that when we are in prayer. But if we follow the rules to the point that the rules become our God, then we're missing the point. And people may not realize this. The most legalistic creature in the universe is the devil. The devil knows the law better than you do. And the devil, that's the whole point of the devil. This is one of the things that's illustrated from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. It's not illustrated of explaining. It's exactly what the devil does. And remember, that book is dedicated to Lucifer. But that's what it is. The devil is the one who points to anyone who breaks the rule and says they have to be condemned. And it is God that steps in and forgives. Notice God doesn't say, no, I'm going to set aside the rule. He forgives. In other words, like as Catholics, we believe in acknowledging our sins. That's what confession's all about. And it's really simple. You acknowledge your sins with the intention, that's important, with the intention of turning from sin. But you never turn around and say, well, no, that's really not a sin, or that's I didn't break a rule. It's kind of like if you go through a red light and say, well, it doesn't count because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. No, the rule is you have to stop at that red light, even at 3 o'clock in the morning, even when the nearest car is in Chicago and you're in Boston. It doesn't matter. That's the rule, right? And if you do go through the red light at 3 o'clock in the morning, even though no one is around, you still broke the law. And that's true. And Jesus never says, well, it doesn't count at 3 o'clock in the morning. What he does say, an analogy, obviously, is that, yes, you broke the rule. And if you are repentant of that, then I will not, I will forgive any sentence against you. That's a whole different operation. So never ever does Jesus dismiss the rule. He just forgives. But the devil is the one who's very legalistic. He's the one who says, this is the rule, they have to be condemned. This is the rule. And so if you could imagine what hell would be like, hell would be a place where you have to follow the rule perfectly, and every time you break a rule, there's some kind of problem. You know, that would be hell. Well, understand all that. If you take this tyrannical concept of Christianity and separate it from a relationship with God, that's not what we're called to live at all. As a matter of fact, it's closer to being demonic than anything else. So we understand that. We're called first to have that relationship that helps us to live the rule. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.